fleeting, I'm so told. My soul is twisted, hung out to dry. This life I'll be missing. Walk this open road, just you and I. We'll be right back.
play with Izzy where I'm from. Where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading marks where I'm from. The kids be rocking clocks where I'm from. You turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep where I'm from. Cocoons hide the youth, swoon units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some where I'm from. The beats is infinite where I'm from. Voodoo, Ashu, Benin, gangsta lean where I'm from. I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair, G where I'm from. The fire hoses blow, it's purple when it's snow. I do a hit and go, split. It's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hit it ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from?
Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most ass by 85 where I'm from. Faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I'm max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you fluent.
Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Yeah.
Doctors, engineer, in a pair, right?
Yeah.
Hip-hop made a point last year, right?
Yeah.
But planets is the joint this year, right?
Yeah.
Planets cop the duds and lift to grass hop. Duck out from the fuzz that sweat the hip-hop. Rising like we foam, get it from the dome. I'm from where the fat beats stretch for mad blocks. We can get a kick without no breath. Feeling funky beats go straight to the head. Fall into a club, dig on what we love. It be past six before we reach bed. Butter fix a relic, we say, those are fat. Doodle making silk, the quad, where it's at. We knew the step was set for rap to take a step. So we treat our clips just like bussin' caps. Whip it till dawn, kick it till dawn. Hip hop is a fix or else we be gone. People thought they canned it, rap is not by bandits. Diggable planets got it going on.
Everywhere,
everywhere.
Everywhere, everywhere.
Everywhere,
everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere.
Mic check.
Around, bound to go three plat, came to destroy rap. It's an intricate plot of a b-boy strap. Fem stack cats get kidnapped, then release a statement to the press. Let the rest.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hi everyone.
Hello.
How's it going? Welcome to the show today. We wanted to say good afternoon, and we have an announcement from our mic over here, one of our mics.
Cole.
Me?
Yeah, Cole.
My name is Cole, and I have coronavirus.
Maybe. That...
Allegedly.
I don't know about that. I feel like it's pretty unlikely.
Possibly. Whoa.
Why is this mic so bad? Hello?
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
The people don't want to hear you.
Nobody wants to hear you. Just kidding. Is teacher coming? He said he was coming. Okay. But I don't know what his deal is. He just said, can someone let me in? Did he lost his ID a while ago.
Do you want me to go let him in?
Not it.
Yeah, I can go let him in. You guys under control?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got stuff to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we got it. Don't worry.
I'll be back.
Cole, what's the worst word that you can think of?
What's the worst word?
Word.
I don't know. What do you think it is?
Let's throw it over to Kylie. What are you thinking?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Wow, we got all the microphones. Yeah, we're taking all the microphones.
How has everyone's day been today?
Incredible.
So far?
It's been pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. It's a terrible mic. I actually... It's on.
And it's not on.
Yeah, it is. All the mics are on. That's mic four. Take that mic.
Yeah. No. Is mic two on? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Nice. Incredible.
Hi, guys.
I'm gonna just.
What would your top three?
Is this radio?
What do you?
Okay, let's talk about current events.
For the listeners,
talk about some current events?
For the listeners, what are your top three quarantine activities? Like three things you're locked up. You need to kill time.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do out there?
Please feel free to let me get her. Call in.
Please.
Feel free to call in.
Please.
Our number is 855-915-9636. And if you call in, no one's on the board, so we actually can't pick it up, but we'll see the phone things flashing.
We'll know that you're calling.
Yeah, and we'll know that you're calling. Or call my cell.
Plug it.
617-480-1023.
That's his real phone number.
And that's Cole's phone number.
That's my phone. And talk to the man.
Please call it.
With the virus. Do you want your phone number given out?
Do you know any of it?
Also, feel free to call 617-898-8494.
Okay. Hi, guys. That's my phone number. Please call me.
Mm-hmm. She's lonely.
No one's calling.
And if you need a social, do you have it?
I'll just...
If your insurance company is really reaching out.
Exactly. You need a new passport.
Come for a board meeting, I just remembered.
Uh-oh. And welcome to the show, DJ DJ.
Hi.
Hello, DJ DJ.
I'm going to yell it, so maybe one of the...
I can hear you. It's picking up.
Hi.
Yeah. No, it's coming in great. Stop it. Stop.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, this is DJ DJ also.
Hey, DJ's back.
DJ
sixth one.
Yeah, it's only picking up.
It's.
I'll share my
corona. Okay, yeah. Hello, DJ. Guess what?
What?
I might have coronavirus.
We were just talking about this, Cole.
Really?
We were just talking about this on the way up. I'm sorry.
You buffoon. While y'all were gone, we were trying to talk. What are the top three quarantine activities? Like, you're just stuck there. You'd
spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle for sure.
There's only one person for you to kiss. And it's you.
Spin the bottle with you in five mirrors. I guess listening to WMFO.
That's what I would do all day, every day.
Because right now, this is Gary Johnson and the Milk Babies, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts.
Again, feel free to call into 804-363-9814.
Do you want to read the bottom part too?
Be my guest.
No. Why don't you let Kylie do it?
Change my number.
That is social.
Do you want to share with our friends what we're looking at?
so.
Oh.
Yeah.
He so left, left Atlanta, but show, show Michael over here. Like,
what do we have?
Mike has gone.
Oh, my.
It's my favorite number.
Oh.
Interesting. Three, four,
seven,
seven, eight, two.
1990.
And then, just, yeah, it's like three less than 2000.
Oh my god. Whose social security number is this?
Just someone's.
Oh, awesome.
It's a special listener out there.
This is parody. We're doing jokes.
Yeah, no, these are all jokes. I mean, it's probably, if we list any, what is it, 3, 2, 4? That's how many numbers it is?
Yeah, 3, 2, 4.
So it's 9. If we list any 9 numbers, we'll hit someone's social.
You want to do mine? Do me, do me.
Welcome to our favorite bit, Guess That Social.
802.
No, that's my area code.
2802.
No. Oh, gosh. You got one of them, right?
347.
No.
357.
I was born 300 babies earlier than that one.
Oh, 047.
What number? 320.
It's me, baby number 4. 5.
Is your social security number just
baby,
like the number baby you are? I feel like it's more random.
I think it's the number baby you are.
I don't think that the
then you can figure out who's the baby next to you and steal their identity.
Baby number 1, George Washington.
George Washington's social security number was 1.
Actually, all right, this one's up next.
Until the Revolutionary War, people weren't babies. They just came out like that. They just came out different.
And then George Washington said, I will be the first baby, and I cannot tell a lie.
And then he went, wah, wah. Oh, I'm George Washington.
Oh, who chopped down mom and pa's.
Said that. I'm George Washington. I lead the army.
Please, oh, please.
I get a little
I made a little stinky. A little poopy in my pants now.
And we appointed him president.
Just like that's that.
That
president.
Was the criteria. We just needed to hear someone say that, and everyone was like, cool, yeah, this guy seems chill.
President.
Thank you, George.
Thank you to President George Washington.
Oh, I found out what's wrong with the SEC.
There's a leak in the SEC.
Yeah, I saw a whole bunch of.
Who's the leak?
There's a mole.
Somebody's got too much drip.
It's Huggy.
There's a phone. The phone was call back, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't.
They're coming in hot.
Okay, mic one on. Press once flashing. Leave it on.
We're working on it. Hello. Keep going.
Hello? Hello?
No, you pressed the blinkers.
I pressed the blinker. Hello?
I don't think they're calling anymore. Caller, please call.
Caller.
Call. We want to talk to you about.
Please call
George Washington.
Call us back.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on our
historians. Please call us.
Please call historians, with baby and lawyers, and et cetera.
I think it's about time that we have a kid mayor in this town.
Do you think the caller was going to talk about the leak?
We already have a kid mayor in Bedford.
Sebastian's not a kid anymore.
Kid mayor.
He's a grown up.
Oh, so it's been like 2 years since we've had a kid mayor.
He's been bar mitzvah.
Oh, is that the phone line? Did I see a little blinky?
I'm waiting.
I'm begging you.
855.
I just need a friend.
Where's the phone number?
My ex.
It's 855-915-9636.
And don't stop
calling. Or you can Skype us at WMFO-DJ.
Or you can call my home phone in Vermont. 802-462. I think my mom's listening, so I don't want to keep. Go 3, 8. And then there's
1, 4.
That is 512.
A little too close for comfort.
A little too close for comfort. Like 2 numbers off.
Yep.
I only said 2 numbers.
No, like one of the numbers is 2.
1, 6.
No.
3, 4.
I don't.
I don't remember any of the other numbers in this code, so. Other than
808. But our viewers, our listeners do.
Our listeners are always listening. Okay. My mom didn't text me and tell me not to, so.
So you got permission.
Yeah.
Kylie, do you want to share with everyone in the studio what you were going to be doing at this time?
No.
I think our friends would...
What was she doing? This is why the mic ain't working.
Oh, no.
It's been, like, ripped through.
Oh, interesting.
Ooh, someone got hungry.
Do we... Well, on that note, hey,
here's a song.
What's the next song, Mike?
A song you'll all like.
Okay.
A girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend. over it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called her room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. Don't even give me that. You bust this. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll, I was happy to say. I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
to end. Such a funny life. I leave. I sit and soaking in the times I bleed. Watch it flow right out of me. Why stop reading? About to turn. It's such a funny life I lead. I think about it all the time. I see. If someone told me it gets worse, I disbelieve. For I'd be overseas curing disease.
Say what?
I start. Okay.
Hey, last night I had a crazy, crazy, scary, scary dream where I got into a scary, scary college and there were monsters.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college.
You're crazy.
There are actual steps you need to take. Steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ag Council.
Oh, wow, hey. American Council on Foundation, Lumina Council, and the Ad Council. That was some great things that you just said. I didn't know that you had one voice and you were a person. That's a long and complicated name, but I like it.
Thank you, that's my legal name.
Did you change it, or was that your, were your parents just like, this kid looks like an American Council?
Excuse me.
My name when I was born was Reducing Gun Violence Life Announcer Copy.
When you commit a gun crime, it's not just you who pays the price. It's your entire family. Gun crimes hit home. What? A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council. Okay.
Are you... So, hello, Project Safe Neighborhoods.
Oh, my God, we're getting a phone call here. There they go.
Nope, still going.
Answer!
He's working on it.
Wait, no, you clicked the right one, too. You clicked... You go...
Sure thing.
You did it?
You got it.
Just speaking with our guest.
Anything else?
Who is it? Who?
Got it. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Did we order food?
DoorDash, too.
The Uber driver's downstairs. We're working sometimes. Check.
All right, are we back on? Are the mics on? Are we still talking? We're still talking.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Who would you like to report?
That was a request from a listener.
Does the listener have a name?
Did not get a name for the listener, unfortunately. But yeah, we can listen to their song if you want.
What was the song?
Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Do we want to take a vote on whether we should play it or not?
I think we have to. Yeah. We have no choice.
Requested. Okay. We have to play
requests? What songs are requested?
Breaking Down the Door by Santana.
Down the door.
So I think that's going to happen. I'll add that.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Oh, no.
What are you...
Can I say it?
No.
Please, wait.
What is it?
Should I be waking up or finding a place to sleep tonight? Who will I be now that you're no longer next to me? Don't know how to keep loving you.
Driving in your car, Louis FM.
Au secours, c'est du live.
Okay, thank you to our listener for the suggestion. Thank you for calling in.
Appreciate it.
Big time.
Appreciate it.
We love listener engagement, and yeah, we love engagement in general.
Yeah, our phone number is...
Speaking of that, I'm engaged. I'm engaged to be married.
Our phone number is 855.
I was going
our phone number
to
is,
somebody to marry me on this radio show, but then I decided, since you're announcing your engagement.
Yeah, you're really trying to rain on my parade, huh? Everything's about DJ, isn't it?
Well, everything's about parades, and no parade, no carnival.
You said it.
I'm married to coronavirus, right?
What?
Right?
Our phone number is 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO.
Say cool, what was that number?
Brett, after Madman.
855-915-9636.
Thanks. Thank you.
4-6-5-6-7-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6-6
Coleman, our new guest.
This is Gary Johnson and the Milk Babies. Yeah. Who wants to be Gary Johnson today? Danny is Gary Johnson. We are all Milk Babies now.
And is Satyr, S-A-T-Y-R.
So, Stop it.
Wait,
give us the milk. Give us the milk.
What is your favorite type of milk?
I'm a little milk baby.
1%, 2%.
Well, I've never had cashew, but it sounds good.
1%, 2%, skim, whole.
100%.
That's just whole.
No, whole is 5%.
No, isn't it like 3.4?
Oh, yeah, whole is like 3.4. 100% is just a block of fat.
That's absurd.
That's just lard.
That's delicious.
Lard is milk.
No, lard is like 90%. You get to 100%, that thing is not moving. Even if you poke it, it's not going to like jiggle at all.
It's a rock. It's like marble.
It forms a black hole.
Actually, my house is built from 100% milk.
100% lard. 100%. Does it melt in the sun?
Yeah, it smells really good in the sun.
It smells bad.
We have to rebuild every summer.
It's just flowing milk. The walls are just...
Feeds the neighborhood kids.
I'm always going, hey,
it's just a waterfall of
milk. The house, the milk is melting all around me again.
We know this, DJ. It's every summer.
It's dripping on my face when I try to sleep and causing a big ruckus. It smells just like I'm that's back milk. In
this has
the
been
cow.
Your don't build your house for milk PSA.
No, do it. Try it anyway.
What is that?
It might work out for you better than it worked out for DJ.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He's lactose intolerant. Play with the mics. Play with the mics.
Do you
want to
say something? Your microphone. You can speak into it though.
Hi. Does it not work?
No, it's the wire.
Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah. That's why
I've seen better days.
You like it's up.
Well, it works. In some circles.
In certain capacities.
Are you going to talk?
What are you guys doing tomorrow when it's going to be 66 degrees?
65.
66.
Okay.
666.
Go into class.
Probably going to do my homework.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be 66.
On Prez Lawn?
I'm going to get tested for coronavirus.
Tomorrow.
Where? Where's the location? Yeah,
probably in a very public space with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I actually don't know. I'm just going to the doctors. I don't actually know if they can test me. What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
To the doctor at Disney World to get
the infrastructure. Who am I to say? Who am I to know? I don't. I couldn't tell you.
I should just go to health services and say I think I have coronavirus.
Is the only one I'm willing to see.
I bet a lot of like people have done that. And I don't know what happens then. They just say thanks.
That's the last time you see me.
Yeah. You just get
special quarantines.
Yeah, that was alarming.
Aggressive.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
No.
Who hurt you?
Liz, I need another.
What?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt me?
I'll tell you.
Top three people who hurt you.
The IRS. The IRS. Taxes is theft. Okay.
And that's...
Oh, my goodness. We're not going to narrate
that.
We're just like, it didn't even happen.
So the mic... mics are...
yep.
So that's the last time we're going to be hearing from Brett.
The mic fell.
Ouch. Ah, I fell.
Anyway.
What did we want to do? Rosebud and Thorn of this past hour? Is that, DJ, did you want that? Do you still want that?
Yeah, yes, but everybody says five now.
No, we don't
of
have
each?
Five
of each.
Okay.
Okay, we'll try.
You first, DJ.
5 minutes. Roses.
You like Prometheus.
No one.
Bird, oh, yeah. You're all roses. You're all my roses. You're also all my buds because I'm expecting something from each and every one of you. And I have a little bit of hatred in my heart, so you're all my thorns. All five of you.
DJ, roses, you're all five thorns. Of my roses, buds, and thorns. Oh, just you. Except roses.
Anybody else want to do one?
Last night I saw the movie The Wicker Man, the original one. Okay. I don't know which one that is.
Okay.
So it was fun, I think.
Hour. Would you recommend it?
I was thinking of it in the last hour. Yeah, I would. If only so someone else would talk to me about it.
What percent wicker was Wicker Man?
Completely wicker.
100%?
100%. Like full wicker. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to go or do you want to?
By the way, this is Mike, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford.
Yeah, this is true.
Just to let you know.
And now we have our guest Kylie giving us her five roses, buds, and thorns. Kylie.
That will be 15 items. 5 roses, 5 buds, 5 thorns.
Well, I can't really count.
You can do gardeners, people who helped you grow.
That's true. Fertilizer. Yeah,
are you okay?
No.
Poop. Fertilizer
I'm
is
shutting down.
Manure.
Do you want to give us one of them?
One of each? Okay, so...
You can just do one if you want. Whatever you
so
can
like
do.
So, like, which one? I like thorns.
Yeah, do you want to give a thorn?
A thorn.
Okay, dead air, dead air, dead air.
Do you want to do like 5 minutes of silence? Have
I don't,
you ever done that?
Not on air.
Probably by mistake.
So that was what. So I'm going to switch out one of my phones.
Yeah. Brett, can you speak on that?
What, your thorn?
No, ratatata.
Ratatata.
No, don't say it. Yep. So that's, that is Brett.
I'm aware of what I can say. Bifilofoindin has to.
Anyway, my rose would probably be announcing Cole's, infliction.
Infection, actually, is the word.
Freudian slip much? You want?
Oh, yeah. You want to inflict?
Freudian slip much? Pain. Much?
Talk much?
Mulch?
Mulch much? Much much?
This is just free association at this point.
Say much much much?
Yeah, I do actually. I do.
An orator.
Not as long as I'm the mayor of this town.
I'm an orator by trade. But a boarder by hobby.
Okay.
Because I bore people so much with my talking.
Wow.
DJ liked it.
I fall asleep most of the time that you're talking.
What?
What?
Welcome back to Sleepcast.
Yeah, Sleepcast.
Your favorite sleeping podcast.
We are all gathered in a circle watching.
DJ, will you go let Patrick in the door?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. He's on radio next?
Yeah.
Why don't we just not let him in and keep going?
That, you can do that.
He just texted me as well.
That's funny.
I'm just going to say no. Oh, wait, he's messaging me again. I wonder if he heard that. He said, I can hear all of you.
Patrick, hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patrick.
What's up, Patrick?
Welcome to Gary Johnson and the Milk Babies Part 2. We are subbing for
Patrick.
Leah, actually, because Patrick's subbing for Leah.
Double sub.
And we're subbing for him now.
Oh, my God. So it cancels out.
Yeah, welcome to the radio.
Double Jeopardy.
Yeah, we're going to take his spot.
But we can let him in.
We can, I mean...
It's going to be a new addition to the radio.
I'm probably going to leave soon, so...
Yeah, what's in it for us?
We can,
Patrick, text us your highest cash offer.
He just sent a bunch of frowny faces. That's not a number, bud, but keep trying. No.
Uh-oh.
Everyone scatter.
I'm disgusted.
You want to stay on?
Yeah.
Okay, a swamp monster just crawled into the
sea. Oh no.
I'm like the only one that was gonna stay.
It could have been like a
half arts house show.
No, I gotta go.
Wait. So who wants to set up here? Let me just.
I think Patrick will probably take
yeah,
the auxiliary.
Yeah. Okay. Well, bye. This has been our
Jerry
show.
Johnson and the Milk
Babies. Quite an hour. We laughed.
It was quite an hour.
DJ.
We laughed. We cried. We milked.
We sure did. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Although I haven't eaten today.
Same.
I got Chipotle delivered to my house and then cold striped.
You should have brought it.
So it's been sitting there. It's cold now.
I finished the window. Yeah. Oh my god.
Dead air. All the mics are on.
Yeah.
All the mics are on.
Yeah.
Patrick, turn the microphones